What's up, everyone? Happy New Year for us, at least.
Yes.
And welcome back to the No Regrets Marriage Podcast. I'm Johnny Morton, your host, joined by my wife of 2026.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm the wife of 2026.
And well, but she's also the wife for the previous 40-something years.
Quit saying the number. Okay, so I kind of jumped in there. Normally, I'll wait for you to say that, but I was thinking, oh, yeah, this is first
it is.
Podcast
this is our
of
first.
The new year.
And
we
if you,
hope you enjoyed the first two podcasts of this
and
year.
And if you have not listened to it, I hope you go back to the releases on January 6th and January 13th. That just what we think was just really a powerful two-series podcast.
Yes. So please go back and listen to that and share it with somebody that you think might be helpful.
Adam and Gina. So
yes,
and we would love to hear your comments.
Yes. Yes. That was one of the things Johnny and I were talking about. One of the things that we would have on our wish list for 2026 is we know you're out there in the sense that we don't know who you are, but we're able to know like the number of downloads and that kind of thing and where the downloads come from. And so we can see them.
Unless you're using a VPN and then who knows.
Oh, mean like you're undercover with it or something?
It changes the location of where it shows they are. So
I don't know why you'd want to do that for listening to our podcast, but who knows. But anyway, so we are able to see the different places around the country, people that listen, and a few international. So, but we would love to hear from you more. We would love it if you would, at our website, that if you would drop us a comment, say, like, ask a question, tell us something you would like for us to talk about this year, because our heart really is for it to not only challenge you, to give you encouragement, to give you hope, to give you tools, to be very practical, but in a way that leads you in a good way, in a great way. But we want it to be all those things, but we'd love to hear if it's resonating with you or there's something that you'd really love for us to talk about. That was an infomercial.
That was a mouthful.
Sorry. I'm sorry. That was the infomercial for 2026.
Right. There you go. And so, yeah, you can contest. It's a No Regrets. Contact us.
Are we having word issues already?
Yes, we are.
Into the year? Oh, wow. Okay.
No Regrets. NoRegrets.org. And you can go there and it'll show you how to get in touch with us. As we said, this is our first podcast of 2026. Carla is big time on New Year's resolutions or whatever, her goals for the year. She loves goals so much, she tries to give them to me.
Oh, I make yours every year.
I don't follow them.
No, never to date, pretty much.
So why do you do that?
Because you need goals.
Something I make myself?
It should, but this is the thing.
But since I don't,
I know
you make
you're not
them
going
for me.
To. So I'm helping you out. And I feel like maybe at some point one will stick and you'll be like, I think I'm gonna try to do that goal. But anyway, maybe not, but it's fantasy of mine.
Hey, if we wait till after, hopefully, and this you probably know, the second Friday in January.
Stop.
It's called Quitter's Day.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, I am. So if I wait till afterwards to make the goal, yeah, I'll start after that.
Well, then you at least made it past Quitter's.
I made it past Quitter's Day.
And that makes you feel good about yourself.
That will.
Ahead.
All right. But what the New Year is, whether you make New Year's resolutions or not, it is a great time as we flip the calendar and you move into a new year. It's a great time to really both reflect and look forward.
Yeah.
And those are things we just always encourage couples to do is, you know, I think we did a podcast somewhat about it, not too far distant past, about, man, always be in a place of evaluating. That you want to evaluate your relationship. You don't want to coast, as we often say, because oftentimes if you do that, then you end up in places that are really, really hard. And, you know, you got to work your way back into a place of really good, healthy relationship. And so we thought we would talk about that today. And, you know, one of the things I hope you know is, yeah, we've been married for a while. Yes, we're marriage coaches and we have a ministry, but that doesn't mean we have a perfect marriage. We find things all the time that we don't do right.
He gives us material constantly.
Yeah, constantly gives us material. And so as we go through these, one, we want to give you some things to think about and maybe a few ideas and directions you can go. But also we'll be talking about us as far as how this goes. So the way we want to do this, three words. And I know we've talked about it a little bit on a previous podcast, but that's okay. One thing I do think is good, you know, we're trying to talk about, we've done 3.5 years of podcasts. So obviously, you know, we've talked about communication. We've talked about conflict. We talk about, you know, date nights and just a lot of different aspects of marriage relationships. But because our podcasts are not scripted, they pretty much will never be the same.
Yeah.
Even if we've talked about a topic before somewhat, man, I hope you'll stay with us because you're probably going to hear something new or at least hear it in a different way. Here are the three words that we're going to be using as to guide our conversation today. And I hope it's something that you'll be thinking about and maybe go home and share them with your spouse and be a great date night discussion. Word number one is celebrate. Word number two is evaluate. And the third word is elevate. So let's talk about celebrate. What we think you ought to do, and we're going to take a few minutes here, is really look over the past year. You can go even further back if you want to. Man, what's really good about your marriage right now? You know, so often it's, what's the old adage? It's the squeaky wheel that gets the grease. It's the idea that usually we only focus on what's not going well.
Right.
Or what's not good. And sometimes we forget to celebrate what is going well.
Right. That's kind of a, I think in almost all areas of life, that's a tendency to do that. To just kind of find what's not working and focus on that, which again, certainly has its place. But you don't want to forget.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah, you don't want to forget the celebrating.
All right. So here's the thing to think about. What's good in your relationship? What are some areas that you've seen you and your spouse grow in your marriage? Where have you grown maybe as parents? What are things you're doing better now than you've done in the past? And celebrate those things. One of the ways, how do you celebrate them? One, mention them. Bring them out. Maybe you've accomplished one of the goals that you set as part of your vision. Celebrate that. I don't care. Bake a cake, have a dessert, go out to eat. Do something to celebrate the good stuff going on. So if we had something to celebrate, when we think about this past year, our marriage, what's good?
What is good? I think that for me, we are at a place, or maybe this past year continues to move us to a place of maybe less and less, we still have them, but less of the sort of, I don't know, blow-ups over stupid stuff.
Yeah.
You know, blow-ups over something that got misunderstood, miscommunicated, you know, just an unspoken expectation that then ends up derailing the whole whatever evening day plan because you had in your mind something and it didn't happen. And
sort of like our date night not long ago.
Yeah, yeah, that was a great example. But we're on the celebrate right now. So what I'm saying
is,
we'll
get to the evaluate.
We did that not too long ago, meaning a mess up. But it reminds me that we've come so far in making progress on that. And I think for me, there is a deeper appreciation of you and how much you do for me. All right, I wish y'all could see Johnny. He is like just nodding his head, like, yes, I got it. Slam dunk here.
It's like Rocky on his steps in Philly.
And that probably the level of how you try to support me now is probably the most it's ever been. And I realize somebody might say, well, that's because your kids aren't at home, and that's because da 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 da. And there's, it's, you know, you got it easier now. And I would concur that there's some things about that that do make it easier. But I also think you get to this stage and you don't have to do that either. And no. So you're intentionally, purposefully, weekend, day in and day out, doing things for me that are helpful to me. Because as you say, sometimes I'm kind of doing two jobs still.
Yeah.
And so that you are definitely supporting me in just really tangible, practical ways. And I hope that I express my gratitude to you for that.
You do.
Enough.
You do. And I think that's in sort of, you know, we talked about this in our past, how, you know, that in reality, it is as God changes our hearts that ultimately leads to a change in actions.
Yes.
And, you know, and there's no doubt that years past, I took everything you did for granted and, you know, and I didn't do as much as I could have. And it's sort of the really cool thing is I really want to now.
That is,
you know, I want to serve you well, and I know that's one way that I can.
Well, and I think, again, for me, something to celebrate is that that is such a God thing. God moving and working in our hearts and our lives, and He gives us eyes to see our spouses in a way that says, are they perfect? No. Am I perfect? No. Do I choose to love and serve my spouse, even though they mess up, they won't always meet my needs, they'll disappoint me, but I'm choosing to do that. And I think God is teaching us that more and more and more. And you get to begin to experience more of the fruit of the enjoyment of that and the delight of it, I guess you'd say. And so we will never be there as long as we're in the flesh and we struggle with being selfish and, you know, sinful and all the other stuff. And I want my way and, you know, all that good stuff. But we've made such huge strides. And so for that, we celebrate.
Sounds good. Carla is making faces at me now as I sort of gave her indication. Let's
move on.
Move on to the next thing.
She gives me signs.
She does. She can get this. She gets wordy. Sometimes
I need somebody to write in. Yeah, I'm write in for it. That. Please do that for me.
I think probably one of the neatest things is for us and where we are, and it's just where we wouldn't have been years ago, is, you know, yes, we're empty nesters, and we just came out of this awesome holiday season in a lot of ways, because, you know, it's the one time that we're really big family, and our kids were home at different parts, and just that was awesome. But God's really brought us to the point where we're very content and happy with each other.
Yeah.
And, you know, for a lot of years, I don't think it would have been that.
No.
And just the idea that, you know, I remember somebody talking about, I remember one time when, you know, one of our son and daughter-in-law, the first time they ever went away on an extended trip, and it was probably the most time they'd ever been together.
Concentrated,
and suddenly,
yeah.
That you're just with each other all the time, and that's challenging.
Yeah.
Because all those little things just suddenly come out.
Yeah.
And we've been like that at times, but, you know, just that our friendship, and that we enjoy each other, and we love just being together, just us.
Yeah. So that's something
to celebrate.
That. So,
all right. What about?
And Nate, can I say one thing? One more thing, and then I'll be quiet. Okay.
I don't believe that.
Okay. If you're thinking in your mind right now, I'm not certain what I can say I can celebrate. We're not at a good place. If that were to be you,
are you still together?
You're still
even if it's
still
a hard
together,
place.
You're still together. So celebrate the fact that you.
You've not thrown in the towel yet. Even if you're thinking about it.
Yeah. Celebrate that. So I would just say that, depending on where in the spectrum you fall today, if you're listening to this, how and what can you celebrate?
All right, let's talk about the next word, evaluate. And evaluate is sort of just what it sounds like. Hey, where is it that we can grow? What can we do to get better as a couple? Either as you know, spouses, as parents, as adult children who you have your adult parents are dealing with. What is somewhere that you can get better?
Yeah.
And do things better than you're doing now?
Is that a question?
Yeah, that's sort of a general question out there. Obviously, we can't answer it for you listeners out there. But we hope that you'll take time and sit down and ask God to, and just pray and say, God, show me where can we be better?
Yeah.
And then just sit and listen and start taking notes as the Holy Spirit starts bringing things to mind to you on what you can do. All right, so if we had that question, and so let's take a few minutes and... what are things that we can do better?
Okay, you could...
Oh, you tell me what I can do better.
You okay. could try to move faster.
Yeah. I tend to be very deliberate.
That's and your word for it?
That is my word.
That's deliberate. A fancy word for slow.
And you say slow. She's the hare, I'm the tortoise, but guess who won the race then?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm deliberate, and part of that is my temperament, part of it depending on some things. Some things I am just slow at doing. Other things I tend to be perfectionistic, and that's something I've got to, sometimes that leads to procrastination, and so obviously, individually, lots of things I can do better. What about as a couple, as a marriage?
I think probably... in the area, for me, thinking about us, I would say, I think for me, just the idea that at times, even though we, quote, know this in our brain, just the ability to give each other the space and the grace to weather and deal with things in the way that we need to. For example, life changes, something happens, something's hard, something's sad, something's upsetting. I probably need to process that externally.
Oh, yeah.
And I need to talk about it, and I need to work through it. And in talking about it, I will hopefully move through and release some of that. And sometimes you get a better frame of reference when you get it out of just what's in your brain and you say it and you speak it. And sometimes even speaking things can be like, wait a minute, let me think that through. You know, is that a good thought? Is that a real thought? Is that a true thing?
Yeah.
And so for me, I need to do that. I think for you, that's hard to always let me do that.
That puts me in listening mode, which
right.
is...
right.
Yeah.
Which is hard. And as we see in a lot of cases with men, husbands, they want to fix it.
Yeah. And so one of the things that, you know, as you evaluate and how can you improve that is sometimes just asking simple questions. Like, do you just want me to listen to you right now? Or do you want me to respond and give you feedback?
And if the sad thing is, I just want you to listen, I think.
Okay.
You know,
and then, where you can help, and I don't know, you may have a husband, if and we're, obviously we're talking in that regard, who can sit and listen to you for hours on end.
I'd like to meet you.
She'd like to meet you because she doesn't have one. And what's really helpful to us, and we've said this before, but again, if you haven't ever heard us say this, one of the big things with us is just of her just saying, hey, can I sit down and talk to you for 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah. Now, I don't know that you always need to set a timer.
No.
I'm not certain that that's...
I like timers.
Yes, Johnny will truly ask Siri. Sorry.
But I don't sit there. But I don't sit there and push you and go, oop, 20 minutes is up.
Well, when she goes and says the alarm goes off and she goes, it's been 20 minutes.
That'd be Alexa, by the way.
Alexa. Well, who did I say? Sorry.
Siri.
Siri. Yeah. Siri. I always get them mixed up. Anyway.
But... anything little that would help you, in this case for us, it's giving Carla a place that she can talk and vent and really deal with things verbally and me to be a better listener and allowing her to do that and really inviting her into it and leaning into the conversation rather than just sitting there as a bump on the wall.
I think because there's a definite give and take to that. One of you may need the ability to externally process. The other is in a listening mode, but then you don't want to not respond ever if it's not inappropriate. Like I said, you don't want to be talking to the plant.
Right.
And so that's not helpful, I don't think.
No, and it's learning. That's part of learning how to be a good, better listener.
Well, and again, the balance between the fact that giving grace to the way we process certain things. Like if you come in and we find out that one of our kids is going to move to India because that's where they feel God is calling them to be. Okay, that would be like, wow. Whoa. Okay, I'm going to need so much processing time, right? Okay, just saying.
If you're one of Carla's friends, I'll give you a call and say, could you meet with Carla later, yeah. Process?
Okay, so you would need time, but you would probably, in that case, you would not be a slow processor. You would be much faster than
yes.
me. And so you would kind of want me to get it together and move on. So when I was saying what would be something in our relationship, and maybe that we hear and see this in a lot of different forms and a lot of couples.
Part of it is almost saying, let you be you.
Yeah.
And don't see the you as defective. It's just, they're different.
They're different. And I think, again, the more we lean into that and the more we're curious and willing to embrace that, I think that improves that aspect of your relationship.
Okay. I guess the final thing we talk about, celebrate what's good, evaluate what can be better. How do you elevate in those areas? And that's where, you know, man, take advantage of the tools and the opportunities that are out there. And, you know, and there's just, you know, one time we often say, is there even a need for us? Because there's a lot of good stuff out there. There's great books. There's good podcasts. We hope ours is a good podcast. There's lots of ways to take advantage of things to really work and strengthen your marriage. You know, I'm a real big fan of the John Gottman Institute, and all that they put out about relationships. there's just so many different things you do, but what you don't want to do is just stand still and do nothing.
Yeah.
Don't be static. Don't be thinking, oh, I wish this was better. I wish we did this different. And then don't do anything about it. So look out there and see. And if you want suggestions, we would love to give them to you. And so that's what I encourage you to write in about that. You know, what are some good books, depending on what are some issues that you have? Maybe it's on communication. Maybe it's on finances. Maybe you're struggling with parenting issues and agreeing. Or maybe it's something as simple as household responsibilities. Who does what?
Yeah, and just the weight of the responsibility of life and how you divide that up.
But one of the things we emphasize in marriage coaching is, hey, where are you? Be honest about it. What's good? What's not so good? What could be better? But then let's get a move on changing that. What are the things you can change? Man, we got lots of tools that we give to people all the time to really help them, whether it's in any of those areas I talked about. Don't get to the place where you just say, well, I guess that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't have to settle. You don't want to settle. Don't do it. Continue to elevate I would say the other thing in thinking about elevating, you were kind of focusing on it, the idea of the tools and again, get what you need in place. Look for what would be helpful to move toward the marriage you want. And at the same time, when I hear that word elevate and in the context of us talking about these three words in marriage, what I think about is elevate your marriage to the rightful place that God Himself has declared it to be.
Yeah, we're not going to go into a lot of detail because actually this is a whole other podcast we've got coming up in the future.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that would be an idea of thinking about when you're talking about what are you looking for? How do you, as you start off a new year and you sort of want to evaluate goal set.
Do we really understand what God designed marriage to be about?
Yeah.
Do we really understand the most and the key purpose of it?
Yeah. And I think, and again, you know, we'll explore this more as we go along in the new year, but I do think, and I kind of said that on our last podcast we did in 25, that one of my goals or one of my desires for the next year would, how could God use our ministry? How could He use us to really help elevate marriage? Because that is not that we've said that's what it should be. That's what God said it should be. Yeah. And so I think there's not any generation, ours included, if anything, ours has diminished it in every single way. And I think we want to be something that says no. We don't be a turning point on that. That says, no, it needs to be elevated. It's one of the most holy, right things you ever will do, is your marriage done well. And allow God to work in and through it and be this picture and image to the world. And so I don't know that we can say that enough about marriage. Because I don't know that it's said all that often.
You know, I think it is so easy that we just look at marriage as something else you do in life.
Yeah.
You go to school, you get a job.
Get a career path, yeah. Whatever.
And maybe if you really want to, you get married.
And if you want kids, maybe that's why you got married.
And that's it. And it's, you know, it's going to be challenging. It's going to have its up and downs. Not everybody's going to have a great marriage, but that's just sort of the way it's. You know, we focus on things like our happiness. We focus on success. We focus, are we enjoying it? Do they make me feel good? Do they take all of those things? And a lot of those things are important parts of a marriage in that, but they're not the most important thing. And I think when that's all we focus on, it's like you say, we diminish what God intended marriage to be. You know, it is a high, high calling. It's a holy calling.
It's not about being a great roommate.
No.
And so I hope it's something that over the next months as we move into this new year, that we'll be able to help you see, maybe if you've never thought about it that way, you don't feel about it that way right now, maybe you do, but maybe we can continue to help just sort of build on that foundation.
Good word, sweetie. And, on that, hey, thanks again for being part of the No Regrets Marriage Podcast. Really do encourage, if you did not listen to the two podcasts with Adam and Gina Blakely, they were the first two podcasts that we released in 2026. Man, please go listen to that and share that with someone else, especially somebody that you know that's really had some, boy, just a lot of struggles in their marriages and challenges. Because that'll encourage you. On that note, hey, thanks again. We pray that you have an awesome 2026. And don't worry, we're going to be joining you as we keep on forging.